I would like to call this meeting to order. This is the second meeting of the KPFT Local Station Board. Thank you all for coming and being on time. We've already got one small glitch, and it's going to force you to do some writing. We don't have a coordinating committee. We're uncoordinated in terms of the agenda. And so I have it on my cell phone. I read it off to Deb. It has some items probably missing. So if you'll listen carefully, you can add new business towards the end if, in fact, you already submitted that. But I'm going to ask Deb to read the agenda, and throughout the night I'm going to let you know where we are on the agenda.
I'm going to read the attendance first.
What's it say on the agenda?
Call to order. Roll call.
Okay, let's do roll call.
Okay, please just answer loud and clear if you're here. Adriana Kazanovi?
Here.
Gene Conklin? Here. Don Cook? Bill Crozier? Bill Crozier?
Bill.
Here. Elaine Duncan?
Here.
Anissa Faruqi?
Here.
Jim Krafka?
Here.
Alexandra Hunter?
Here.
Jerry Lynch?
Here.
Robert Mark?
Here.
P.K. McCary?
Here.
Susie Moreno? Deb Shafto here. Susan Rodwin here. Casey Sinclair
here.
Ted Weisgold. Tevin White
here.
What?
No.
Let me call the roll first. We'll do that after. Venetia Williams
here.
Rhonda Garner. Robert Gardner.
She's here.
Rhonda's here?
Yes.
Okay. Robert Gartner? Lars Hedlington?
Here.
Wally James?
Here.
Hank Lamb?
Here.
And Mike Lewis?
Here.
Okay, that's the list.
Okay. State your point.
Was the decision to seat Mr. Lars and take the seat of the
I do not know if that has been resolved. So, Lars, at this point, you are not a voting member of this body. Okay, Deb?
Me? No.
Okay, Deb, what's the next item on the agenda?
Okay, on the agenda. Approval of the agenda, staff recognition, review of minutes, removal of board members due to absences, delegates meeting, public comment, return to delegates meeting, treasurer's report, status of budget. Under the treasurer's report, we want to know about the status of budget and meet the committee of the, is that it? Banking and Finance? Now, the next meeting of Banking and Finance. GM report, conveners of committee appointments, and I'm going to read these out. Personnel and Logistics, ARDC, Development, Facilities Management and Planning, Governance, MSRC, Outreach, Programming, technology. I knew what that was when I wrote it down. COT?
Committee of Inclusion, COI,
yes. Committee of Inclusion, the CAB, we need to establish a coordinating committee, a committee to see, make the LSB reports on air, announcements, date and time, and location for next meeting. The reason this is so disjointed is that I misunderstood a request from the chair to print up this, and I thought he was just talking about the minutes, and mea culpa.
Lo siento. We have agendas?
That is it. If you were listening, You would have heard, if you wanted to know the agenda, she just read it to you.
How?
We're just going to have to wing it. The next
we're
item...
Next time I'll print it up and put it out in advance, but okay.
I sent out a version of it. There are some items that I know are missing. This is the first version I sent out, disjointed parts of it.
Do we have that one that you just read?
Wait, if you wish to speak, please raise your hands. If you have a point of order, say point of order.
I didn't hear about any new PMV members on this.
Yes.
He just asked everybody to do it.
The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The first thing was staff recognitions.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Staff recognitions. It's 30 seconds apiece, and it's staff recognitions according to our standing rules. If you do not have someone to recognize in 30 seconds and they are not staff, I will call you out of order. But do we have any? We have a very tight agenda, so I'm going to be very strict with the rules tonight. Rhonda, who would you like to recognize?
I'd like to thank staff member Hank Lamb. He has put together a great CD of his Electro Love festivals that he's had, and we're hoping it'll become like a June 16th, or the Picker Poets, or something like that. So thank you, Hank, for giving us that great tribute to work with.
Thank you very much. Any other staff recognitions? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is Deb.
The roll call is in the room.
Approval.
Review of the minutes. You have a copy in front of you.
Okay. Does anyone, I don't have a copy in front of me. Does anyone have any corrections to the minutes dated Wednesday, December the 14th? Hank?
Mr. Chair, I move that we postpone the approval of the minutes from this meeting to the next meeting because we all pressed for time tonight. We have three different varieties.
You're out of order?
I second.
You cannot advocate your motion. You can say you move to postpone, and that's it.
I second.
Okay, there is a motion to postpone this. And maker of the motion, will you please speak in favor of your motion?
Well, we're pressed for time tonight. None of us have had a chance to look over these minutes that we were just handed and digest them, look at what corrections we think may be needed, and without taking the time to do it in this meeting, we're going to have trouble.
I'm going to rule your motion out of order because...
I feel the motion at the chair, sir.
I haven't explained why.
You just said.
I'm ruling your motion out of order because... In order for us to know who is on this body, we need to know who was and who was not present in our December 14th meeting. There may be people who had absences, and thus those absences apply to whether or not they are actually able to be on this body. So that's my rule.
The motion of the decision of the chair.
Your appeal from the decision shared did not get a second, so your appeal is denied.
I'll second it.
It's too late.
No, it's not.
I made the ruling. That's it.
I appeal that ruling of the chair.
Yes, I second that. Before you get
you
in
didn't
there.
Ask for a second. You didn't ask for a second three times, as Robert, I believe the rules require.
Robert's
all
rules.
Right. All right. I will back off and... We'll start with you, Hank, and if you wish to explain why you wish to appeal this decision and why you don't want the vote of the attendance of December to apply.
We were sent a copy of the attendance, and some of that's in question, but there are some people that are well beyond question that need to be dealt with, and we can deal with those because we know factually the group sitting here knows that certain people have missed too many meetings entirely.
We're not going to have back and forth conversation.
At any rate, not to pick on anyone, but the rules are the rules and they're supposed to apply to us all.
Okay. I'm going to go around the circle this way. Well, actually, So what he's saying is we are going to pick and choose what part.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Would you please let me finish?
He's actually speaking as to why you should not ignore it.
Causation's not it.
I have a friendly suggestion.
There is an appeal from the decision of the chair. The person making the appeal gets to speak first. The chair gets to speak either first or second. I'm going to speak, and then everyone else will have an opportunity to speak if they wish. Okay? So what I am hearing is that we are going to accept part of the minutes of the December meeting. That is the attendance, but we are not going to consider the rest of what is on this document. I further think we should approve these minutes, noting that to all of you, if at some point in time in the future you find an error in this, we can go back next month and correct any additional errors. Hank?
Sir, that's not at all
Hank,
what you call
me. I'm not calling on you. I'm letting you know right now that I get to speak once, you get to speak once. You spoke.
But you said something that I did not say.
I didn't attribute it to you.
Yes, you did. You said what I heard was. And that's not what you heard.
Point of order.
What I heard was, you're out of order. Bob, do you want to speak to this this matter?
Well, yeah, I just think that if we're going to go through five sets of minutes, and I don't know what we can do with executive minutes because we're not an executive session, but I think that there are people on this body that were at those minutes. A document was circulated that appears to be an attendance record. That is subject to anybody questioning its accuracy, and we can save ourselves a lot of time and get on to the important business of this meeting pursuant to the bylaws by postponing the pick and choose of the minutes and just deal with the issue when we get to that on the agenda using the attendance list.
Kevin?
I just think we've been given a lot of paperwork to go through. We don't have time to go through it ourselves individually. It can't be just railroaded through. I had an excused absence to the December 14th meeting. I spent a week out before to a vacation that I planned months ago and already paid for. We're doing this list of your past.
Cliff?
Point of information. Dwayne Brandon gave her an agenda for the meeting.
They're behind me.
So, are you? The question is, are you without an agenda?
Yes. Let me add to that. Also, Dwayne told me that he printed the management selected the manager's report. So he's not going to be here. There's a manager's report.
Yeah.
And I think some financial reporting that he had.
I'm sorry about that. I usually don't talk about it. I just say I was in three different locations for three different reasons. Two of them physical.
People, remember if you're speaking, can you? I cannot hear you.
I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. My name is Cliff Smith. The reason why I wasn't here is because I was in someplace else and they wouldn't let me come out when I wanted to. I'm out of mental health. Not really. I mean, some of you might find out they can put you in jail, federal law, anytime they want you. Give you 120 days before they have to let you out. Sometimes they can let you in longer than that.
Before I can speak, I have a point of order. How many sets of meetings are we going to try to...
We're only talking about this one right now.
The one from
December.
Okay, well, I read those minutes. I got them in advance, so I'm up. This is what I have to offer. I'm okay with approving the December minutes, and I'm also for straightening out the minutes with regards to how that would affect our election tonight. So meaning the minutes that relate to Kevin's absences and Cliff's absences, I think we should try to work with it.
Everyone does not have to speak, but I'm going to point and see if you want to.
Item for putting off this until next week, next month.
I'm for let's approve these minutes tonight, and so that this secretary doesn't get behind the new secretary. I know she probably won't, because I believe she's a very responsible person, but it puts a hardship on her to keep carrying minutes over and over and over. So I'm for voting on tonight, and she put it out probably close to a week ago, and I don't know why anybody didn't read it yet.
Elaine?
I would vote on it.
I feel like it's not relevant because the December meeting has nothing to do with the train or the trail of absences that these people incurred, so it's pointless. Yet without the minutes from December, November, October to make these decisions on the voting members.
Jeff? We're only talking about Hank's motion is
the motion
to
for all the members.
To be what? Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Can we stop this, please? The people cannot talk back and forth. We need to ask for the floor, and once I do open the floor, we.
It's my understanding that the motion made, and from now on, we're going to put them in writing. The motion was to delay the approval of the December minutes.
Of all the minutes.
We only asked for December.
I didn't say December at all. I said all these minutes.
All right.
Because we had so many of them.
Okay. Thank you. By the way, behind me is Dr. Martha Hahn. She's a professor of speech at the University of Houston, and she is the highest ranking parliamentarian that the National Association of Parliamentarians has. She is my friend, and I've asked her to serve as my parliamentarian this evening.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so we go off track.
You're get way me off track.
Would you please explain?
I suggest you just wipe the slate clean and start over and dump all. You're wasting time on all this appeal stuff. Just respect your motion.
I don't think Hank understood the way you were.
Can I co-chair with you for a moment?
Sure.
All in favor of wiping the slate clean, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Good. We're starting over. You got the roll call done. You know who vote to count. Okay. You got minutes from December before you. If you want to, not do your approval, but if you want to vote on them tonight, raise your hand. We haven't voted on them yet. They're just about to go whether to vote.
It's obvious.
Okay. Most of the people want to get the December minutes done. So now, are there corrections to the December minutes?
So the motion has no bearing at all.
When I ask you to just wipe the slate clean, you've got such a mess here. You can spend an hour appealing the appeals of the appeals of the appeals. You're not going to get anything done. And I'm a
cut-through
chase kind of
parliamentarian.
So.
Okay, we have voted we are going to consider the December minutes, and the question is, are there any corrections? Now, this does not preclude you from making corrections at future meetings. Are there any corrections to the December minutes?
Point of order.
They were handed out. They look like this.
Point of order. Can we say the date of the meeting so it's not just December minutes?
Wednesday, December 14th.
Thank you. December 14th.
Are there any corrections?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I was on vacation. I sent notice to the board a week in advance, and I think he's talking about an excuse absence, so I couldn't hire.
What was it?
A week in advance.
Okay, but you were not at the meeting.
No, I was on vacation.
Okay, and the minutes state that you were not at the meeting.
Yes, yes.
So the minutes are correct.
But they don't, Dee Hawking wasn't there either in the minutes.
That's a different issue.
No, it's the same thing. It's fairness.
Well, it's correct that next. Yours is not a correction. Yours is an accurate statement.
Mine's an excused absence.
Point of order. The member may be an expert on Robert's rules, but she's obviously not an expert on our rules.
Our bylaws.
Which understate the importance of an excuse.
No one recognizes you.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
I second that. I'd like to speak to the motion.
I'm going to speak to this first, and that is to say that we have a standing rule that says that if you have had a sufficient number of absences, you are no longer eligible for requesting excused absences, and that is why, Kevin, this absence was not noted as excused. You had 5 consecutive meetings of absences, as listed in the material provided by Susan Radlin. Okay?
Those have been approved.
Allow me to speak to that?
No. Point of information, those have been approved.
That's what we're about to do.
Since I challenged the ruling of the chair, I should have been the first one to speak.
Not necessarily. Go ahead. I'm giving
but
you the right.
I will tell you that if that is the case, if that is your rationale, then we should be doing this in the order of the meetings from beginning to end, not the last one first. Because I believe that there are people that question the veracity of those minutes with regard to attendance, and so we should take the earliest minutes first, resolve those issues, and move forward to these minutes. And then we can resolve his issue of whether he was entitled to a vote on an excuse.
My ruling is that we can approach this from back to front or front to back, and we are going to approach it from the most recent back, because those are the dates where the most significant number of absences, the ones that would take a current member off of this board, come into play. If they had had excessive absences back in January, February, or March, they would have been off the board by now. Okay. You're out of order.
Of course I'm out of order. I'm going to be out of order.
Then I will entertain the possibility of a trial and remove you. Okay. Susan, as the secretary.
Why would we go backwards and not forward?
Susan, would you please?
I'm looking.
But is there anyone? Let's take a vote on this.
She's looking.
I'm not looking at
the vice chair is looking.
I would like to take a vote on this.
Point of
state your point.
Mr. Chair, I beg that people respect the rest of us and the public and only speak to the chair.
That's not a point of order. That's a request for the body. What we're going to do is it's the chair's ruling, and you can either sustain the chair or not. It is my ruling that we are going to go from the most recent meetings that people ostensibly missed backwards. And I explained why, and it is because if they had missed multiple readings in January, they'd be off.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
Thank you.
You go to the real reverse order. Take care of the minutes first.
Point of order. I have suggested that we approve.
Let him read this paragraph first.
Yeah.
Okay. Point of order takes precedence over everything.
If for any reason there are minutes of other meetings in addition to the last meeting that have not been read previously, they are each read and approved first. In the order of date from earliest to latest.
Whoops. Okay, so
you got to start that.
Which one is the most recent?
How many have you not approved?
Latest is the most recent. The most recent
then
is last
to
Robert,
you should go back to June or whenever it was and do them.
Okay. November.
I don't know how to see.
Point of order. Most recent is the last, Ted. So you got to do the oldest one first, according to that.
Exactly.
Right. I'm correcting the chairman here.
The most recent is
last.
It's last.
Right. Yes.
So the most recent is done last, is what you're saying.
Yes.
We approved them back.
What the furthest away is done first.
Do that too. Does everybody hear what she just said?
No, people don't.
Okay. On November 9th, Kevin White was present for the LSB meeting, but he left before we had the delegate session, and so he was absent for the November 9th delegate session, and that was his first absence.
I was there that night.
You were not there for the delegates meeting.
That's absurd.
We only separate.
It's LSB meetings three in a row.
Things that can run.
Does that mean there were two meetings held that night?
Yes.
How many roll for the new members? How many roll calls were taken that evening?
Two.
Okay.
Thank you.
On 11/16, he was also absent for that LSB meeting, and he was absent for
Can we have quiet, please?
Why are we discussing an individual member's absences when we're supposed to be discussing general minutes?
You want an answer to that question? Because the whole issue that is before us right now is whether or not Kevin White, and actually there are other people as well, who have missed more than three consecutive meetings with unexcused absences, and as a result are no longer eligible to be on this body.
It's not like we had anything important to vote on this evening.
We're dialoguing about something.
Yes, we are.
Well, that's out of order.
That's why you need to approve.
Exactly. That's what I just said.
Anyone have to do the vote, you know.
It's time she did say it right. She said for us to deal with the minutes first. And that's exactly what she said.
Okay. What is your preference? What is the body's preference on how we actually go through all of these documents? Does somebody want to...
I don't know if my point of order was heard before. We have apparently have 6 sets of meeting minutes to approve. I suggest that we try to work through the minutes of Kevin White's absences and Cliff Smith's absences to where we can make a decision whether there's a change in the board so we can get on with electing our PNB delegates. What time is it?
I would like to know how many meetings I'm supposed to have. I second that.
Well, we'll tell you just
also, two point of order. And as y'all recall, I asked to postpone this in the last meeting to where all of this could be handled.
Right.
You know, so Cliff could present his case, Kevin could present his case, and ideally, if we would have gone with that process, we wouldn't be having this right now.
The problem we're facing, folks, is that there's going to be elections tonight for the Pacifica National Board, and we want to make sure that the people on this body who vote are legitimately on this body, and the people who are currently not on this body are eligible to become members of this body because they are replacing people who had excessive absences. So what I'd like to do right now is ask Susan Radlin to focus specifically on one point, and that point is the absences from the earliest date of contention, which I guess is in November, to the present, and inform the body only about absences. Roberts is mute on our bylaws. Our bylaws say something that Roberts doesn't say. Roberts doesn't say you even take attendance, but our bylaws say attendance is critical to whether or not you stay on this body or not. Three absences, three consecutive unexcused absences, and you're out. Okay, Susan.
I want to ask a question first. It's my understanding that delegate meetings on the same night as an LSB meeting is two meetings.
Correct.
However, on executive sessions, if there's an executive session the same night as an LSB, it's still only one meeting.
We don't take roll for executive.
Okay. In that case,
I would like to make a motion.
Okay, on 11-9, Kevin missed the delegates meeting. On 11-16, he missed an LSB meeting. On 11-30, he missed an LSB meeting. On 12-7, he missed an LSB meeting. That's three right there, not even counting the 12-14.
I haven't called on you yet.
Point of information. Rhonda brought up Cliff and Kevin, and I want to know if she was implying that they would be taken concurrently or one at a time.
You can divide your question if you wish.
I have a new point of information.
Are you giving information or asking a question?
I want to give information.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, giving information is no longer...
I'm trying to problem solve.
It's out of order.
May I please have special permission to speak? Because I think that I have a good solution. I would just like for you all to hear it. So if we get real about this, we have Cliff Smith and we have Kevin White who are in question. All right? I think that considering, no, we don't like this word, but it's there, the factions that we've had, Cliff Smith represents one faction, Kevin White represents another faction. So in the interest of moving this meeting forward and getting to our PNB delegates, let's let Kevin and Cliff remain to where this meeting can move forward.
I second that.
Let's go.
Does that mean remain forever?
Rhonda, you know what? That was a motion, and you advocated to the motion before you... Okay, we haven't made a motion, but what is your statement?
I guess my point about doing these at the next meeting has been well made. Thank you.
I believe that we have rules.
Speak up.
We have rules, special rules, and the one that we are talking about, I mean, this is not a joke. It's not a faction problem. I'm sorry, Rhonda, that you say it that way, because it's not what the special rules that we have, it's often nothing to do. But you can, people can say that people apply the rules depending who they like it or not. I think that we should apply the rule equally to everybody. We voted, we have a standing and special rules, and we voted. And we voted that rule in May 13, 2015. This body vote that specific rule because we have the same problem. We have people that were excused and come one meeting in the whole year. That is the problem that we are having here. We have rules and apply to everybody.
You're out of order. Jim?
I would like to make a motion.
There's a motion on the floor, so it's probably...
You said I
didn't
make
a motion.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, is it on the floor or not?
No.
Like to make a motion that we suspend our rules and allow Cliff and Kevin to be members of this board.
You can't suspend your bylaws.
I'm suspending our rules.
Which are special.
It's a motion.
Your motion is out of order and it's dilatory. because you can't, exactly. What was said behind me, in case you didn't hear what Martha said, was our bylaws say if you miss three consecutive meetings with unexcused absences, you're out.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Parliamentarian has a quick question. Is the rule in the standing rules or is it in the
standing
bylaws?
Standing rules.
No, it's in the bylaws as well. Our bylaws.
Okay,
fine. If it's in the bylaws, you cannot suspend it. If it's in the standing rules, you can.
I got a second.
What?
Will you show me where it is?
What rule are you
suspending?
Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, just to keep track of where we are, Hank made a motion to postpone consideration of the minutes. Then we had, you said it was out of order. There was a challenge ruling of the chair. We still haven't dealt with that. I think we should go back to that motion because I'm afraid we're going to spend another 30 minutes or an hour on this before we get to anything else. And I'd also like to point out that there's some problems with some of those meetings. And we're liable to spend 30 minutes discussing whether the meeting on the December 7th was a real meeting or not, for example. And there was also problems with the meeting on I forget which one it was, the 16th, that overlapped the development meeting, and there were questions about whether that was also a legitimate meeting. So, you know, we're going to get bogged down in discussion all that, so I think we should go back to the original motion, please, if we can. Or your ruling saying that was out of order.
We've already wiped the clean.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we didn't vote.
Okay, we've got the bylaws here. The rule is in the bylaws, and therefore cannot be suspended.
Thank you.
It's also in the standing rules. If it were only in the standing rules, it could be suspended. The gentleman who goes.
Point of order, there are two rules in play here. One's a standing rule, one's a bylaw.
Okay.
And they're not identical. One's
anything that is in the bylaws.
Three consecutive absences is removal. The other is three absences of any kind, and you're not eligible for an excuse.
I'm not sure
if
I'm eligible.
Correct.
Point of order. When we reference the bylaws or the standing rules, can we reference what page and what where it is so the rest of us
can? So request for information, yes,
okay.
We can.
Where's your
motion in writing?
It basically just
cleaned
up
the bottom. Well, she didn't put it in writing either. Where is your motion?
How did we do a motion?
Cliff, do you want to speak? I'm going to give you the floor for 2 minutes.
Personally, I think we ought to just do what several people have discussed, but there's another aspect of what we're voting on overall. I don't know if I go on. To say this is not faction written is ridiculous. This has been something we've been going on for the last 2 years. Let it lie. Go ahead forward with something else. I mean, some people will be glad to be here, some people will hang out here. Let's go. Don't let it stay forever.
I just want to point out to y'all that by doing what Rhonda or what Jim have suggested, it strikes me as being an abrogation of our bylaws. If people have missed three meetings in a row, legitimately absent of the in three meetings, what we are doing by allowing them to stay on this body is we're allowing people who have lost their right to serve on this body, and we are at the same time denying two individuals who should be on this body the right to vote tonight on the issue of who serves this body on the national board. That is the essential question and why this is so contentious.
You want me to read it?
No, I will.
It's going to be hard.
Well, then if you can't read it, then we have another problem. I move that we suspend the rules. We're not suspending the rules, we're suspending the bylaws. And allow Cliff and Kevin to remain, become board members, and postpone any consideration of the minutes until next meeting. Okay.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Mr. Chair,
Susie, would you please speak?
I am against it, because in the future, when we would have to carry on the same rules, then no one would ever be off the board in this group.
Why is it so important that somebody be off the board?
It's not. We're just following rules.
Excuse me.
It doesn't matter if it was me or you. If you miss three, you miss three. And if it's in the bylaw, it's in the bylaw.
Okay, is there someone who wishes to speak on the other side? And this will be the last time, if you've spoken on this issue before, I'm going to limit you to one more time on this issue. Kevin.
Number one, we made exception for Maria Linda Molina last year for 20 months, and no one ever questioned that. I was kept off the board for months because of that. Number two, normally a chair sends out an agenda a week before and reminds everyone that there's a meeting the week before. I received nothing for the November 16th meeting. I received nothing for the November 30th meeting. It shocked everybody when I walked in December 7th to that meeting because I wasn't really invited to it. This is power plays by factions. This is not playing fair. I didn't even know the existence of these until someone said that there's a meeting tomorrow night. And I ran to it, and everyone looked incredibly shocked.
That's not excuse.
Like, you have spoken on this issue. Susan. Susan.
Can Ted refine what he means by not receiving
them? No.
Well, I'm going to let the secretary speak to all of this.
All of the meetings that everybody wants to contend about these meetings, they're on KPFTX. And notices went out by email, just like any other meeting. Everyone got them. If you didn't get them, then your email address is jacked up.
You're out of order, Kevin.
But if you look at, I have the KPFTX right here, and all those meetings are on there. So I guess they're not legitimate.
How do I know to look there?
You're out of order.
This is about me. I'm the one thrown off.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Are we ready for a vote on this question?
You gave me the floor, Mr. Chair, with my point of order. Thank you.
State your point.
May I ask somebody to read the bylaws, article, delegates, Article 4, Section 9, removal of delegates, the one that we cannot modify.
Would you please read the relevant section?
Section C. Any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate and cease to be a delegate upon the occurrence of any of the following.
And just read the
one that the appropriate one says C. Failure of a delegate to attend three consecutive local station board meetings, which absences had not been excused by a majority vote of the LSB members present at the meeting in question. That is the bylaw.
I withdraw my motion. Let's just go through the minutes one by one. Thank you.
Well, we're only going to talk about the issue of absences.
No.
This motion has been made and seconded. Is there any objection to the withdrawal of this motion?
Point of order. Voting on accepting minutes. Point of order.
We have a request for information about it.
Point of order. Voting on accepting minutes is just as valid as any other vote the board takes. How can we proceed without the issue of who is to vote and who not settled?
Can I speak to the reason for wanting to withdraw the motion?
No, if nobody objects, it's withdrawn. And
I object.
Okay. We're going to proceed to a vote on this motion, and if I'll reread it so you'll know exactly what you're voting on. The motion is that we suspend the rules, and I said they're the bylaws, and what's this word, and something, allow Cliff and Kevin to remain slash become board members and postpone any consideration of the minutes until the next meeting.
Out of order, Mr. Chair? Can you call that out of order? We cannot modify this motion if I know.
Objection.
I am going to see what the vote is, and then I will make a ruling after that.
Mr. Chair?
No. How can we change the bylaws? Just.
The bylaws say three unexcused in a row.
Exactly, sir.
All right. So.
Okay, put your hands down. You're at the beginning of vote.
Mr. Chair, amendment.
Well,
I move to strike the first part of it, dealing with suspending the bylaws or the rules.
Right. Yeah.
You can't suspend the bylaws.
Right. I'm saying strike that part.
Your motion is dilatory, out of order, and inappropriate. Okay. So, all those in favor of what is essentially postponing the approval of the minutes, please raise your hand. Postponing 1, 2, 3. I'll read it one more time.
Thank you.
I move that we suspend the rules and or bylaws.
Suspend
the rules and allow Cliff and Kevin to remain and become board members and postpone any consideration of the minutes until the next meeting. Okay, all those in favor of this motion to postpone their possible removal. We'll address
those
this next
in favor of the motion.
Please raise your hands. Ten. All those opposed, please raise your hands.
Yes, we can have negotiations.
Did you count the stuff yet?
He doesn't have to vote.
Kevin, I'm going to call for a recount. I want to know. It was too close. So I want to see the hands again.
Stand up.
Roll call.
Okay.
Mr. Chair,
can you use the bathroom?
I asked for a roll call. That's I want in a minute to know who.
A standing vote will get it much faster.
That's true.
No, I want it in a minute because we cannot suspend the bylaws.
It takes 40% of the body for a roll call vote. Do I have other sponsors of this to make it into a roll call vote?
Yes.
I see only who is supporting a roll call vote.
Okay. One.
2, 3. We're not doing a roll call vote. All those in favor of this motion.
What are you talking about?
It's the same thing. We're going to stand up.
Takes 40%.
People want to vote suspend the bylaws, but they don't want it.
Point of information. I'm confused why we can even vote on this motion when it's in the bylaws that the amendment of bylaws cannot happen in this way.
It's a rule.
You're voting on the bylaws.
But this rule is in
it's about the
bylaws.
Idea that people cannot request excused absences, and there can only be three, and after that you've lost your right to them. So he's trying to suspend the rule having to do with whether they have the right, whether they do or do not have the right to ask for
But it's in the bylaws on page 16.
Our standing rules and special rules say that after three absences, after three requests, you're not allowed to ask for additional excused absences. We're not talking about,
yes,
about the bylaws. We're talking about the standing and special rule.
They're different.
No.
I withdrew the motion. Can she speak to why she doesn't want it withdrawn?
I'll make a new motion. I move that the attendance issues regarding Cliff Smith and Kevin White be postponed until the February LSB meeting. And on a side note...
Does your motion have a second?
Second.
Okay, will you please speak to your motion?
Oh my. Okay, thanks. Okay. I don't ever want to set a precedent with this new board of breaking bylaws. Absolutely not. In the December meeting, I made a motion to postpone this issue to the January meeting. I would have thought that Cliff, Kevin, and the powers that be... Okay, the reason why I made that motion in the last meeting was to where Kevin and Cliff could be clear on what meetings they missed and they can have a reply. And I would like to suggest that this be handled outside of this meeting. The issues with Kevin and with Cliff, set up whatever you got to set up special to figure it out. Because, come on, it's 7:50. We are going to lose our new board.
How many times have you spoken on this issue? You're allowed to.
I haven't spoken on this particular issue.
I just made a motion.
Go ahead.
Hush.
You don't have the order, please. The floor,
Don, Bill, Jerry, can you please be seated and let them listen to what Hank has to say?
Mr. Chairman, did you have a motion on this floor?
Yeah, the motion is...
She's referring to Jim's motion, original motion.
Her motion is not in order if the other side says that. If his motion is...
And your motion... So the vote is on this motion, and it is by a standing vote. How many are in favor of suspending the rules and allowing Cliff and Kevin to remain on this body tonight? All those in favor of this motion, please stand.
I'm going to stand, but I don't like the language.
Once a motion has been made and seconded, it is no longer owned by the maker of the motion. And if any member of the body wants to go on record on that motion has to be voted on. Okay, all those against the motion, please stand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. The motion passes.
I'm sorry.
Ask for abstention.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
If I don't misunderstand, a special rule requires two-thirds.
What happened?
This is bad juju, people.
Bad juju. Let's go with the minute. What's the first minute we're considering?
Need some help, Kevin?
What month are we considering? On the minute.
Nancy, show him where the bathroom is.
Venetia?
That's okay. Just go on. Please, just go on. Please. Do not waste no time explaining nothing to me.
Okay, we are still in...
Okay.
Well, I want to explain to the body for now, this is a hell of a night of learning Robert's Rules of Order, whether you want to or not. We will be, in most instances, we will ask for those in favor and those opposed. Robert's Rules of Order almost always does not ask for abstentions. They have no impact on the vote. And the minutes of the meeting generally will not indicate how many people voted in favor or opposed. Whether it passed or failed is what is critical, and that is it. So,
point of order, listener comment is in 3 minutes.
Right. Don't we have a second motion?
Roman numeral 5 is a review of the minutes of previous meetings. Either the present, I'll start with the present secretary, or if she wishes to yield to the previous secretary. Thank you, Susan. Do you have minutes that you are prepared to share with the body for approval or corrections at this point?
I emailed regular LSB minutes. I have executive session minutes with me. If people want them, or if we're supposed to give them out, I don't know. I also have a set of delegate session meeting minutes.
Okay. We are about to go into public comment, and during that time, I will ask you to hand out the executive session minutes, and we will address that as soon as public comment is over. We have a maximum of 30 minutes for public comment, and I have some cards over there. Rick, do you see any sign-in sheet? Or may I see by a show of hands those individuals who wish to...
I gave the secretary the sign-up sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have Alon, V. Patel, Joseph Davis, Rick Kotoff, Warren Houston, Greg Audell, Teresa Allen.
Anybody else?
Dwayne Lord. Your name is?
Roger.
R-A.
J-A.
Anyone else wish to speak? You don't have to identify yourselves.
Point of information.
Just a moment. Let me get.
Mr. Chairman, was I counted as present tonight?
Jeff? Jeff, do you have Bob Gardner as present?
Do I have Bob Gardner as what?
Present.
He was, I came in late.
Yes, I have you as present.
We had four people.
Everybody's
coming
here,
late.
Just two who were late. Three were late.
I was afraid this day. Where's George? George?
I have a rhyme.
Okay, it will be 3 minutes per person, and I've lost my timekeeper.
Do you want me to?
I'll do it.
Okay.
All right. Each one of you will have 3 minutes. If there's any time left over, we will reallocate that time to everyone who will have a chance to speak again. So if you don't use it all up, that's how we'll approach this. Would you please come and stand just a few feet in front of where you are, Alon? You're first. Oh, and let me point out, there are some 3x5 cards. If you wish to note the essence of what you're saying, we will have those for the record, which is what is stated in the bylaws. Okay. Thank you. Please go.
Okay. We're about to get another fund drive. Seems like we're continuously in fund drive and occasionally interrupt to have regular programming. I want to speak in favor of having special events. It will be fundraisers.
on using our radio station to advertise them, and maybe work in conjunction with other organizations and individuals with foundations, that sort of thing, to try to increase KPFT's monetary resources and try to continue the Pacifica Foundation as well. In regards to the contention that's taken up the first hour of this meeting, I feel that it's out of order, in a sense, for lack of a better word, that among two of the votes in favor were people who obviously are in contention or in question whether their votes count or not, you know, in voting for themselves, in a sense, as to whether or not they would be considered to be suspended for this meeting or not. But, in other words, postponing the consideration. So how can they vote on their own postponement in that regard? I don't know if that's legally the procedure that's normally done. But anyway, again, my emphasis is on fundraising, less of the on-air fundraising drives, and more events. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have about a minute left.
Yes.
Okay. B, would you please stand where... and next up is Joseph. Will you sit next to George so that you can go right afterward? B.
So I know that y'all are voting for the PMB tonight, and so I would like to give you my opinion of, you know, who I would like to see on the national board for this year. And I want to speak just from my experience, which has been only 2015 and 2016 that I was on the local board. And so the time that I was on the local board, Adriana has been on the PMB, and she has been, and also the last year that I was on the PMB, she has been one of, if not the most active member of the PMB. And I know that older members of the LSB here will tell you that she does most of the work on the LSB level, like no contest. She takes her responsibility as a national director extremely seriously, and I think to say that we have a transparency problem here at KPFT and within the foundation is an understatement. And so even with huge pushback by management, Adriana has done a lot of work to uncover a lot of truth, a lot of facts, a lot of numbers that people have been looking for years before she tried, and she's done, I've seen that work in the past 2 years, and I can't even speak to what she's done before that. And so I think for us to continue to work on being more transparent as a foundation and as a radio station, I think it's very important that we put honest people who are dedicated and who understand what it really means, to be a national director. Because when you're a national director, you're not just for KPFT. You really have to think of the foundation. And I think that Adriana really understands that. And also on that note, I would like you to pay attention to things that people have done in the past. I think that it would be great to. I think Jerry is also okay. Well, I would like you to pay attention to what people have done in the past. I know that Bill Crozier is running, I think, and he was chair of the National Election Committee this last year, and we kind of see what's happened. You know, the result of that. Is there's a the elections are contested not only here but throughout the foundation, and I would also like to say something about Robert Mark. During my I was chair of the MSRC for 2015 and 2016, and I found Robert Mark to be quite dishonest while we were trying to complete our evaluation. So I want to put that out there. I apologize if that makes me look bad, but I think this is very important that you have this information, because when I was a newcomer on the board, no one came up to me and told me stuff. So, you know, I want to offer that to you all. So that's it. Thank you.
Joseph Davis.
Thank you.
By the way, I did print out and I tried to collect these copies. I think I emailed it to anyone else who wants a paper copy of the standing special rules.
Your time is running.
I didn't plan to say anything. I can back up with what you said or remark, but I'll just say what I saw, and you can interpret it how you wish. When we were evaluating an employee, you know, I saw someone who just purposely gave great grades on everything without actually considering the facts, and I found that very upsetting that someone didn't look at someone's actual performance when they're actually trying to give an evaluation. So that disturbed me. And Bill Brozier, he joined, he was literally a member of the MSRC on the last meeting, finally. And when he showed up to approve minutes, the minutes were meetings at which he hadn't even been there. Instead of abstaining for minutes that he hadn't been there, he looked against everything we did. So I can see, for me, these two people are questionable in their character, that you would do such things that's intentionally. And also, you demanded that we completely race to restart the process from scratch on the second to last meeting after we actually almost completely repeated the report. So, pretty disheartening. This contention tonight about the minutes, I've been the secretary, I've been the pro tem secretary several times, some of those minutes are mine, and I take my work very seriously. If there's any contentions with content, people putting things in these minutes, it's important to note that content minutes is not just actions done or actions completed. It's also things that are relevant to the function of the board. Most notably, when people cause disruptive behaviors or trouble at a meeting, that's basically preventing the foundation from being able to do its work. And it's necessary when that happens to make notations when someone is named that say, you know, this person is interrupting other people, this person is casting dispersions on another member of the board. These things are necessary to be noted in the minutes so that there's a record. Because otherwise, if your idea of minutes is that nothing ever gets entered but motions pass or fail, you have no records to see what's going on with the character of the people who might be coming in and spending every day just assassinating someone else here at the table. And it doesn't matter what faction you're on. It's inappropriate that people should be doing this. So it's important that we have minutes that help us manage and see the real character of the people who are in this room, what they're doing, and that has a record of it. Because if somebody comes in and just purposely causes to waste time, it's not helping us. For instance, on October 26th, there was an LSB meeting, and right as we were about ready to start, we had a chief quorum. Kevin White ran out of the room saying, "I'm breaking quorum," because he didn't want us to be able to have a meeting.
Your time is up. Thank you very much.
I thought I was keeping up.
You just finished. Okay. Joseph, I cut you by about 10 seconds. I misunderstood. I'm two timekeepers here. Okay, do you want to say anything more?
No.
Okay. Rick Potoff, would you please come up here? And after Rick is Warren. Would you line up right behind him?
Well, basically, all I'm going to say is I'm hopeful about the delegate, process of appointing directors to the PNB, and I think you're doing a fairly good job, Ted. And actually, maybe what y'all should have done instead of just postponing the whole thing about minutes and Kevin. And Cliff, you should have put it at the end of the agenda instead of at the front. And I guess that's all I got to say.
Thank you very much, Warren.
My name is Warren Houston. For those who do not know me, I am the founder of the People's Law Study Group, and we give judicial classes to the community, 53091 King Boulevard. I'm here tonight, basically. I asked Mr. Weisel to come over and teach Robert's Rules of Order to the People's Law Study Group. The reason being is that I wanted most people in my class to understand how to use motions and understand the judicial system. Okay? So he in turn invited me tonight to this public meeting to see it in action. And after seeing what I have seen tonight, I am actually inviting all of you all to our class, which Mr. Wiseman will be teaching on the 21st and the 28th over at the Shrine of the Black Madonna. January the 21st and the 28th from 12 to 2, located at 5309 Martin Luther King Boulevard. I know meetings, I was really excited tonight. I'm telling you, I'm very disappointed.
You were.
And I know there will be disagreements in meetings, that's why we have these meetings, but what I saw tonight was just, we have disrespect for the rules, we have disrespect for one another, and we have disrespect for the chair. What I saw as a person from the public looking in. So I invite everybody to the course 21st and 28th, Mr. Ted Wiseman will be teaching over at the Shrine of the Black Madonna, 5309 Martin Luther King Boulevard, 12 to 2. Thank you.
Can you tell me what time?
12
to
2. 12
to 2.
I'm talking about Kate.
I just added Nancy Saibara to the public comment period if there's time left. Greg O'Dell and Teresa Allen, would you line up behind him?
Thank you for your time. First, I think the only thing every single person in this room agrees on is that we love that one place on the dial, 90.1. I don't think we agree on anything else. But our station is on fire, and I think we are watching it burn down, and we are arguing about whether to call the fire department. And in my opinion, and backing what Alan said, and what I think Teresa Allen may say is, pledge drives are not enough. We need events, and we have a great event coming up this Sunday with a John Denver tribute. And I'm hoping that every single board member will be there and will recruit people to attend, and that we will do everything in our power to get a development director on board, because if we try and raise money by committee, just think about the last hour. We need one person in charge of getting the revenue into the station that is needed, that can be in charge of bringing in new large donations from people that have never been asked money. We need to plan more events because we are running our listenership off with pledge drive after pledge drive after pledge drive. And, as someone who's on here most days of the pledge drive, it gets really hard, begging and begging and begging and knowing that people are just going over to KUHF that has a one-week pledge drive in which they raise $900,000. We need to get creative. We need to talk to people about giving us stock, about including us in their wills. We need to get creative about having a viral campaign.
It's the tips.
I'm sorry?
No.
Okay. I think, the board has got to lead, but there's got to be one person to answer to. And that is a development director that answers to the general manager, who answers to the board. And please, if someone has a better way to come up with money or a better solution to save the station, I'd love to hear about it, but I am more convinced every single day that the only thing we're going to have left to sell is the building, the station, and the transmitter if we don't get serious about raising money. And I will yield the rest of my time.
Thank you.